We're here with Pleasantville head boys varsity basketball coach Taylor Phipps to recap their 2025-2026 season. Coach, I know you kind of, before we get into the season as a whole a little bit, you know, talking about sub-state play, guys beating West Marshall in your first round, then, you know, a really close game, a game that you guys led and had a chance to win against a really tough Grundy Center team, just fell short in that one. But just kind of walk me through a little bit about sub-state.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's a lot of really good teams in Class 2A, really competitive, you know, across the state. And so, you know, kind of coming in, we weren't sure direction they would send us. You know, going over to the east a little bit in Grundy Center. And I thought, you know, we matched up pretty well with them, you know, and had a chance to beat them. And they obviously, they're a really, really good team with, you know, really good tradition in multiple sports. And so, you know, we were excited about the challenge of going over there and, you know, trying to see how we measure up with, you know, one of the top teams in the state. And, you know, I was just really proud of the boys and their effort and, you know, really executing to the game plan almost perfectly. And just kind of came down to, you know, a few too many turnovers that led to some easy layups for them throughout the game. And so, you know, that was the difference in the game. I thought we battled physically and, you know, obviously we shot it pretty well that game and defended pretty well. But, you know, it was a fun atmosphere and a fun game. And it was, you know, a good challenge for us. And, you know, hopefully it kind of motivates and, you know, keeps the guys, you know, motivated in the off season to compete and get better. And, you know, knowing that we have a chance to, you know, move on further next year.
Yeah, I was going to kind of ask you about that, you know, ending the season in that game like Grundy Center where it was close, you know, you guys are right in there with a really good team. You know, despite the loss, do you feel that gives your team, you know, some confidence as they head into the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it, you know, with the majority of our team coming back next year, you know, kind of underclassmen and a lot of experience, you know, gained throughout this season and then especially playing, you know, in that, you know, postseason atmosphere at a team like Grundy Center and, you know, playing really well, you know, it has to give us some motivation and some confidence to keep working and, you know, keep pushing to kind of get to that next level.
You know, talk about the season as a whole, you know, a little bit, you guys, you know, successful season on a lot of different measures, but you guys finished, you know, tied for fourth in the conference, which was the highest you've had. You know, also beating two teams that you guys had never beaten before in Madrid and Van Meter as well. Just kind of talk about, you know, this season as a whole and how you feel that it went, especially, you know, you look at some metrics like that, it makes it see that it was a success.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of ups in the season. Obviously, you know, every season you're going to have some ups and downs, but you know, really, really proud of how the boys just really continued to mesh and, you know, figure out the best way to play together and filling different roles, you know, on the team, whether it was playing a ton of minutes or not playing as many minutes or scoring points or getting rebounds or getting, you know, defending. And so, you know, really just proud of the progress that they made throughout the whole season. And you know, obviously a lot of different guys stepped up and played significant roles that hadn't had, you know, those type of roles on varsity before. And so, yeah, just really impressed with the work ethic and the way that really all the guys in practice every day and, you know, in games just to improve throughout the season. So definitely something to be proud of.
Yeah, and talk about your, you know, your outside shooting a little bit. You know, you guys broke the school record for three-pointers in a game and against Woodward Academy. You guys broke the school record for made three-pointers on the season. You led the state of Iowa and made three-pointers. I mean, safe to say it was very effective year behind the arc for you guys. Kind of talk about as coach kind of what went well in that and how you guys were able to find such success with the three-pointer.
Yeah, we have a number of kids that have put a lot of time in developing their shot. And, you know, when you put, you know, at times we had five guys on the floor that could all shoot it. And so that makes it really tough to defend when you got, you know, guys out there that can shoot and stretch the floor like that. And then it opens things up for other guys to, drive it to the lane and finish around the rim. And so, I thought offensively we did a lot of good things this year. I think, there's definitely a few games when, obviously as the season goes on, teams, scout that. And so made it, a lot tougher for us, in a few different games to get going from behind the arc. But, obviously it's definitely a huge strength of ours is shooting. And so, now to go along with that, got to keep getting, faster and stronger and, keep, bringing the intensity on the defensive end and, bringing the physicality. And that's kind of the next step for us, to go along with our shooting and our offensive skill.
Obviously a huge benefit for you guys is almost all of your story, not quite all of it, but almost all of your story is coming back next year. You are graduating two seniors. Talk about those couple seniors real quick, and then just also, the benefit as a coach of being able to bring pretty much an identical team back next year.
Yeah, I thought, two seniors, Stanton Major and Calvin Boone, both did just an awesome job. Everything you want in a senior as far as just their leadership and their attitude and their work ethic, and just how they are in the locker room as teammates. And they definitely will be missed as far as a big part of our culture and a big part of our just daily grind throughout the basketball season. And so nothing but good things to say about both of those young men. And they'll do well wherever they go after high school, just because of, the type of people that they are. But yeah, then, obviously looking ahead that next year, I think we have like 96% of our scoring is coming back. And so, that's a really, really nice number to have with a lot of experience and a lot of guys, eager to improve on what we even did this year. And so just really excited for that, really excited for the opportunity that they'll have next year. And but we can't miss the opportunities this off season to, keep getting better and keep getting stronger. And it doesn't just happen. You can't just show up next season and say, oh, we had a good season, now we're gonna have a better season. You gotta put the work in and you gotta keep staying committed to getting better. And so, I really hope, think our guys will do that, and I'm really excited for the opportunity for them.
Yeah, you mentioned the off season. What does that kind of look like for you guys? I know, Pleasantville, obviously a lot of these kids are playing other sports too. They're doing whatever it may be in the spring, summer, and fall. But kind of what does the off season look like in terms of basketball stuff?
Yeah, we'll just provide opportunities for them. We'll have the gym open for them to come and get some shots up and work on their game. And obviously, we encourage them to, participate in as many different sports and activities as they can. And so that's good too, to keep the competition going and that drive to, succeed and be around intensity and competition is all good. And obviously in the summertime we'll have a couple summer leagues and go to some, shootouts and hopefully get some games in and just, continue to improve on what we already, have kind of laid as a foundation for this group.
Yeah, to talk about Braylon Bingham quick too, he broke the school record for career field goals in just 3 years. He surpassed the 1,500 points. So next year, an opportunity to kind of get into some uncharted territory. Just, his continued improvement. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job this year. I think that as the season went on and as the kids kind of got comfortable with each other, you could just see that he was really doing a great job of just looking for the right play to make and not, a lot of times that is him scoring, but a lot of times that's him, making a play for somebody else or making that extra pass or setting a screen for somebody else. So I thought he did a really good job of, just playing the right way and also at, when that right play came for him to attack or being aggressive, he did that too. And so, he put on a lot of muscle from a year ago, and I anticipate him getting even stronger and faster next year. So that, that only makes a better basketball player when you're stronger and faster and has the competitiveness that he does. And he'll continue to do that throughout track season and into baseball and into football. And so Obviously we're excited, and he does a great job of kind of being a team leader.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you also kind of have a little droop. Drake Elliott had a great freshman year, second leading scorer on the team as a freshman, and, was on the top of the scoring about every night. Trinan Phipps, Nolan Fichter, both sophomores, some other guys too. Levi Willoughby, you have that group of people that are young, they're talented, they're able to score, they're able to play defense well. What's it like, having that kind of core group being able to come back to supplement Braylon for next season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they, everybody to be part of a winning team and a winning season, and they have that goal to make that trip to the state tournament. And so, I think that's kind of in the back of their minds, all off season, and what they're going to continue to work for and strive for. And all those guys have played a lot of basketball and been around a lot of basketball, and just want to make the right play and just play for each other. And so, as a coach, there's nothing more you could ask for than that. And so just, we'll just continue to try to give them opportunities to get better, and they'll keep pushing each other and see how much better they can get this off season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time and all season long, and already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.